Let me put the nail in this coffin real tight. God hates a coward. God hates a coward. 21:8 says, but the cowardly and the unbelievers, murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which is the second death. God wrote that, I didn't. Who leads the list of that ragtag mob? The cowardly.
Welcome back, everybody. It's been a long, 2 to 3 weeks? I even came back early for y'all. I came back early. Because this is The Smoke, part 2. Now, a lot of things happened in those last 3 weeks, so I'm going to try to remember what's been happening, what's been going on. So I'm going to catch you up to what my thoughts are on certain issues. Let's start off with Brittany Griner. I told you guys, they put men in female sports. You will never see women in male sports, because it would prove the difference between man and woman. You have not seen yet a transvestite male go into the National Football League or go into the NBA or go into hockey. You haven't seen it. Why wouldn't they just do that? Because the men who created these sports are Freemasons, and the Freemasons are phallic worshipers, and they hate females. This goes all the way back to Eve. Satan hates the fact that women can produce a righteous and royal seed. This is why he makes the attack against the women so easily accomplished. It's so easily accomplished. Because if you corrupt women, manipulate women, you can then attack the seed while not even having to go through extra money, extra psyops, extra rituals, extra MK altering to destroy the seed. This is what it's all about. It's about men, male, phallic worshipers going into the female arenas and corrupting it. They've been working on making everything androgynous. It's not the first time they did it. They did it back in the 80s when Prince was androgynous. When all these rock bands, these hair bands they call it, wearing makeup like Twisted Sister and them, the long flowy crypt hair. Them curly fried hair hairstyles. This is what they've been working on. It just didn't hit. Back then, like those guys, like Twisted Sister, those guys came out, you know, with makeup on and their hair all curled up, looking like females. Prince did it, but it didn't hit because we weren't subjugated to 24-hour programming like the children and children of the day are. It was eventually rested. TV didn't go on all night. It stopped with that little national anthem, that little dun, 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 and it turned off and went to static. There were no phones back then, so we didn't have all the propaganda and mind controlling and brainwashing as citizens and children and adults have today. Now everything is accessible. Porn is free. Getting you to change or have hormone blockers, that's almost free. They call that healthcare. Abortions were at some point free. I mean, they are if you phrase it a different way. If you phrase that the mother won't survive if she doesn't get this fetus out of her body, then yeah, you could look at it as, oh, it's free healthcare. She needs to get this seed out of her. It should be blatant to see what's going on now. You can go back. The people asked me before, how long have they been doing this? Fam, she went to Baylor, or he went to Baylor, passing as a woman. They've won what? Did they win championships with her? She was the talk of the town when she was in college. Now you find that she's been posting videos or going Instagram lives with no shirt on, exposing no chest, exposing no breasts. And of course, the morons and the ignorant come into the page and argue with the information. Well, oh, you know, she could have just had the tattoos on the chest. They'll have the scars. How are you going to hide the scars from the breast if the tattoo goes up above the breast? into the pectoral area. Usually when you see, even when breast cancer patients, when they get a breast removed, you see scars across the nipple, across the midsection of the breast. You don't see that. What I believe is some weak men, these weak eunuchs spiritually, what they are doing, they have been guilty of, is finding that ESPN issue when they do the naked bodies. It's thirsting over this woman. That's probably what he saw. Oh, this woman is attractive. Oh, she's cute. A lesbian. Oh, she's a cute lesbian. The ESPN magazine, where they were all different various sports stars, were naked in this issue. He was in there. So you must have looked at that and be like, oh, she's fine. She got a body. And then now you find out it's a man. They've been brainwashing you to accept all bodies. Brainwashing you to believe all bodies are relevant. All bodies are equal. That's why they promote Lizzo's fat ass in front of everybody. Because if you accept Lizzo, you got to accept the androgynous. And if you accept the androgynous, you got to all of a sudden maintain the belief that all bodies are female. Even when you're looking at bona fide males, you be like, oh, if it's a female, it's a female. I can't say nothing about it because I don't want to get hit by the Twitter or the social media police. I don't want to come out and say nothing. I don't want to be blasted. I don't want them to go through my tweets, go through my posts, and try to clown me. And that's what keeps a lot of your mouth shut, because you cowards. You care about what everybody... The more you guys talk about, oh, I don't care what nobody say, I do me. That's a lie. Because if you got to say it, that means you are afraid of somebody knowing something close to you or something about you that'll make you keep your mouth shut. I bet you there is. You guys gotta be vicious, ferocious when it comes to this truth. It's okay to say that looks like a man. Nobody gonna beat you up. They're not gonna attack you. They may attack you online. But come on, don't think Wi-Fi beef is the same as beef on the streets. People, their minds don't go into beef for no longer than a week. After a week, people be on something else. So you might as well say the truth and keep repeating it. Eventually they'll see the truth. And if they don't, they're not meant to. Laugh at them. You should never be as scared of this Twitter mob, the Instagram mob, the social media mobs. You should not be ever afraid of these people. These people need to latch on to whatever belief or whatever ideology they believe to keep their own self-esteem going. If they feel like they are ugly, and if they see a transvestite woman or a man and it's not really attractive, they will cape for that individual. Because then it makes them seem wanted in this particular light. It makes them see beauty. It makes it seem like their spirit is beautiful on the inside and outside when it's not. They suffer from cognitive dissonance. It's a delusion. People who have no self-esteem will grab and latch on to anything that's mainstream to be popular, to be understood, to be heard. If they will have any balls or any really girth about themselves, a little oomph, a little grit, they would be able to stand on their 2 feet and say, this is what I am. This is what I believe. If you don't like it, so what? But they don't do that. Because nobody wants to wake up every day to go online and fight and have arguments defending your stance or your foundation about who you are and what you believe. So people cower away from that. People don't say nothing. You don't have to read every comment. You don't have to look into every post that they say something about you. Realize that you are set apart for a reason, and these people are going to act this way because scripture said they would act this way. This is the generation of sinners. This is where everything is inverted. This is where things are upside down. Get used to it. If anything, you could turn it on its head and start picking at them. See, once you pick at their ego and you give them real good logic, see, when you study, Not only scripture, when you actually study the world, study scripture, study the symbolism behind it and the doctrines behind it, you could use these tools to really disrupt their frequency and disrupt who they are. You will make them question themselves. Even the person who swear up and down that they know who they are, I can make that person question what they believe in, who they are, because I know the foundation of every idol, every god, every religion, every symbolism, whether it's Masonic, Luciferian, or Satanic, or African, I know the symbolism of it. So I know the foundation of where these people get these ideologies. And once you know where they get it from, you can twist them, you can burn them, you can break them, and you don't even have to put hands on them to do that. Welcome to the smoke part two, y'all. So if you go back to the 90s, if you go back to like Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Swoops era, look at the all-star teams from that era. Look at them. One, we wouldn't pay attention to WNBA anyway. Even when they had Lisa Leslie, even when they had Cheryl Swoops, even when they had Dawn Staley, no one paid attention to WNBA. It was a good hot flash moment and no one paid attention to it. But go back and look at some of those teams and look at the quote-unquote females. Some of them are men. Hard-faced men. Hard-bodied men. You see Serena Williams struggling? That's not a 40-something year old woman struggling. That is a 40-something year old man struggling. All those injections, all those testosterone, or those testosterone blockers, those, what do they call them? All those little things that they make you feminine, the estrogen pills, the injections, and all that. That's why she started wearing that Band-Aid over her face. Talking about, oh, it helps. Oh, it's something to help her breathe. Or whatever nonsense she said. Talking about she got sinuses. Nah, fam. Look at her face. Go to what she looked like when she was in her 20s. And follow her all to her 30s and 40s. Her face has changed majorly in a five-year span. It looks puffy. It looks like... When you, as males get older, our heads enlarge. Our heads get bigger. This is biology, folks. The male head grows. If her head was already big, and if you tried to hide those male features in the face, you got to feminize it a little bit. So you got to add injections. That's why her eyebrows are so heavy, because it's trying to hide that brow ridge line. He is struggling to keep up with those women that he's playing against. And that's the last hurrah. If you see her last hurrah, he's wearing black and white Masonic colors. It's the last hurrah. Because after a while, you cannot pull off being a female by continually taking those estrogen injections, those hormone injections that he keeps taking, because it leads to blood clots, which he has suffered. Those blood clots come from screwing around with your biology. People ate that up. Oh my gosh, she's so tough because, you know, oh, she was pregnant and da 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 da. Y'all really think she was pregnant? Please. All you got to do is go back and look at the magazine covers of him and his brother and how the stomach or the hips do not align with female hips. I did a video on this a while ago on my Sights of Blind page. The occult goes to certain family members. And I'm not saying they do it to all people, but I'm pretty sure they go and say, hey, we want you to raise your child opposite of the sex, and we're going to look after them. We're going to take care of them. You don't have to do too much. Just make sure they're good at this one thing, and we'll make sure they'll get by. So all they got to do is frame the story to make it seem like these two girls growing up in the ghetto was getting hated on for being black or hated on for wearing those braids. They were trying to hide who they really were. King Richard. If you really knew how Masonic think everything backwards, it's really saying, because Richard is another name for Dick, and if you read it backwards, it's Dick King. King of the Dicks. Put him in female sports. Because really, if you go through the tennis rules, the Tennis Association rules, you are allowed to switch your gender as long as you prove that you're switching gender, but you don't have to take a test proving you are a specific sex. This goes all the way back to the 70s. If you watch the movie King Richard, Will Smith's character says this. Says, oh, I saw this such and such person during this year win, and I said, I'm going to put my daughters in it to win this money. But it was the same year that a controversial player ended up coming out and said, I'm a man. And with he was horrible, and he was sorry. He sucked as a male. He was not even, he was low ranked. I want to say like 72 ranked in the world or something like that. He switched to being a female. All of a sudden, he was ranked number one in the world at that time. And everybody complained about it. That's how they tell the truth, by hiding it. You got to dig a little bit deeper to find out what they really mean. You watch the movie. All he did, kept going through the whole movie, he kept calling Venus Junior. No one picked that up. He kept saying it all through the movie. Junior, Junior. Good job, Junior. Come on, Junior. Junior reserved for somebody who is a boy. I'm a junior. But most of the people say, well, if there were men, why they ain't out there dunking and all that? Fam, obviously, if you are a man and you suck at playing sports against other men, and you think the best way you can be, you know, be legitimate or be relevant is to go and pretend you are a woman, you still horrible as a man playing a woman's sport. So you really average. You're an average player or below average player, now raising up your competition. Now you're above average or better playing against women. It ain't like Michael Jordan all of a sudden said he wanted to be a female and go into female sports. That ain't like that. The talent level is just horrible with these particular examples of what they tried to use. Go all the way back to the first female NBA basketball player that was drafted. That is a man. All you got to look up and look at how horrible these wigs were. And he played all the way through college as a female. Broke all types of records. The same as Serena. If you watched her, you actually watched the play and watched the records and stuff like that, there's no way in the world this one particular woman, I don't care how hard you work or how muscular you appear to be, there is no way that you would be able to get those type of records as a female. I'm talking about some of these records were like, males couldn't do some of this stuff. Like as far as serves and aces. To be able to outperform the entire tennis association, to outperform all the females in tennis with your serve, and no one ever come close to you, that's not just being good. That's being, something's tampered or something's managed or something is not right. I'm not saying women can't do great things, yeah, but fam, let's be logical about this. Look at Happy and Nelson Rockefeller. Look this up. Look up Rockefeller. The people who are in charge, one of the families who are, or they call them the old school robber barons, the people who have been in control of this society since ever. The people who have, you know, fund your medical hospitals and all the doctrines that come with that. People who have done the railroads, people who have done the Holocaust. All these people who have money sunk into this family, and this family controls a lot of what's going on. Look up Happy Rockefeller. It's a man. They've been doing this. That's what the Baphomet is about. What do you think? They just put breast on a goat with dick for no reason? What do you think they put... Why do you think in porn they got one section called Chicks with Dicks? Why do you think they had that? It's to screw up your brain. It's to screw up your vision. And if your vision is only through lust and flesh, you cannot see anything else. And it's based off on pleasure and pain. And it'll steamroll after that. So if you're finding more pleasure and seeing different type of weird stuff, obviously, it'll go into your brain and into your spirit and soul as pleasure. So if you're looking at a beautiful man with boobs and a penis, You be like, you know, if she was a female, I still hit. But in your mind, you're tricking yourself not to find this person attractive. You're trying to trick yourself out of it. But at the same time, you're being at ease of what you're seeing. It's kind of like a shrug, it doesn't disgust you. It's because everything that your flesh has worked up to is to work up accepting the unacceptable. That is the dangers of porn. That is the dangers of social media. It's the dangers of what you're being programmed to get you relax with it. It's the same thing with sex trafficking and human trafficking and satanic ritualistic abuse and men wearing dresses. It's the same thing. Because now people are so, especially black folk, are so brainwashed that they only peek their eyes up, they only peek their ears up if they hear systematic racism, white supremacy, and something about race or something about a black woman. That y'all gonna need a cape or come, you know, with the shield to stop whoredom or protect whoredom. That's the only time black America picks their ears up. After that, everything is, let people love who they love. It's okay. And I'm telling you, with that energy, with that simple-mindedness, it'll be black America that is going to let pedophilia be valid, be written in law, and be written under the protections of the civil rights. It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. If you look at the laws that California has been sliding under the sheets, there are Democratic black women that's been voting for these laws. What was one that just slid through? Well, it's been slid through already, but it's like been like a year or so. It's something about that it's like, I don't think it's like, if it's not rape or something is with a minor, it can't be rape as a minor if a grown man performs sodomy on a minor. You shouldn't be registered as a sex offender because it's like a different relationship. It's an okay relationship. That if the minor is okay with it, then it shouldn't be, that person shouldn't be on a sex registry list. I don't know. Look that law up. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but look that law up. They're doing this. They're preparing you for it. That's why they're coming out with these little stories. The one black woman and her and the police chief or the police person who so-called sexually molested 93 children. Now, mind you, 93 children, why do you think they use 93? 93 also in Gematria is Saturn, which is Saturnalia, which is Satan, which is what the you-know-whos worship. That is what the Star of David is. It is a star with the hexagon on top of Saturn. It's their mess. It's their madness. So they come out with, especially when they did it with T.I. Oh, T.I. was busted for sex trafficking. R. Kelly busted for sex trafficking. Now he supposedly got some woman pregnant. But how he got this woman pregnant, but he's been in jail since 2019. Which I told y'all before, these prince are Freemasons, and these Freemasons do not go to jail. They sit somewhere else out of mind, body, and sight, and they try to update you with little tiny stories like, R. Kelly got some beef with his cellmate. And y'all believe it, because it came out of media. The same media these people control, y'all eat these narratives up. And then you make jokes out of it, and you don't realize you are the joke. They're making jokes about you while you make jokes about Boondocks and R. Kelly pissing on somebody. They're making jokes about you because you believe the system is going to work for people who have taken oaths for the system to work for them. But look at Barbara Bush. Go to YouTube and go to Comcast Creative YouTube page. It's titled Burke's Cable Flashback. Look at Barbara Bush. We only seen her when she was old. So when you old, I mean, obviously, when you wrinkled and old, you really can't tell with these people what they look like, if they're male and female. They just look old, decrepit, on their way out. But if you look at the interview, it can't be mistaken that it's not a man. It cannot be mistaken that it's not a man. It is a man. I'm gonna end up posting this though. It is a man. They've been doing this. You go into the European bloodlines. They have princesses and queens who were men. That is how, if they didn't produce a female or they just had sons, they had to some way keep their inheritance together, keep their money together, keep their bloodline together by masquerading as women, masquerading as female. This is what they do. This is who these bloodlines are. Now it's seeped into the black community and the black America, and now we think that this is what we are. We'll swallow any doctrine as long as it's given respect and it's popular. We'll flock to it like flies on shit. Because we so hardened and beat down and downtrodden that we believe nobody likes us unless we're doing what they do. And that's going to be a lot of y'all's downfall. So scared to be different. So scared to be set apart. Because being set apart, yeah, it's lonely. It's supposed to be lonely at this time. This is not back when righteousness was kind of reigning at the moment. This is not when we're back in our inheritance, back in our land. It's not when things were okay enough to be managed. This is not the time we're living in. This is the age of sinners. You don't want to be around these people. You want to be left alone. Because I'm telling you, and I'm going to get into the story later. I'm telling you, because there's going to be somebody in your bloodline that's already signing up to be a Freemason. Either they can go through the Greeks, black HBCUs, or black fraternities, or even white Greeks. They're still setting themselves up, and now they're finding out. And I know they find this out. They find out that it's the Freemasons who are running this lower level of the Matrix. So they're thinking, well, I might as well go in and get some of this secret knowledge. It looks like they're protected. It looks like they're successful. Everybody seems like they're hating them. And usually people be like, they see it as us hating the Freemasons as, oh, they must be something to be feared if these people hate them. If the people that nobody likes hates them, then maybe it's okay for me to be one. And you'll see you have family members, distant cousins. And I'm telling you, I saw this on Justin LaBoy's, somebody sent me on Justin LaBoy's Instagram page where he posted something about, my family's so fake, if the Illuminati came asking me, I knew exactly who the blood sacrifice. It's funny, but it's real. Y'all don't know who's sitting next to you at the family cookout, chomping at the bit, waiting for the opportunity that some Illuminati member or some Masonic member say, hey, we're going to raise you up in this business. We're going to raise you up into this pyramid, but you got to give up somebody. Y'all better start going to these family functions and looking at who looking at you funny. Y'all better go around these little family dinners y'all be having and see who looking at you like food, looking at you like a hot ticket. Because that's what's going to happen. And the Most High said this was going to happen. He's going to turn brother against brother. Yahusha has said the man's enemies will be the men of it, will be the members of his own household. I'm going to get into that later, but let's get back on track. This is the smoke part two. One reason why a lot of this goes on, because no one cares. No one gives a damn. Everybody's like, oh, okay, it happened. And then they go back to doing it. And people don't think until it shows up at their front doorstep, until it shows up knocking on their door or it happens to their children, people do not care. This is what the problem of social media is, making everybody think that they're a star or thinking they're the main character when really you are a background character and you're an NPC. They tricking people to believe that they matter more than anybody else. So everybody moves like they matter to everybody else. And you don't, and most people don't matter. You don't matter. Some people need to get this through their mind. The Most High wouldn't say, I made this world for many, but the world to come for few. He wouldn't have said that if he cared about everybody. The prophets wouldn't say, oh, other nations that came from Adam, you counted them as spit. They wouldn't have said this not once, not twice, but 3 to 4 times. And different prophets in different times of captivity of the Israelites. But everybody's into a doctrine. I can't stand it. One thing I love about white folk, and I love about Latin folk, and I love about Asian folk. They will stay exactly who they are at the time they are who they are. I love it for them. I have not seen one white folk come out and say, you know what, damn it, we should go back to be foundational Romans. We should go back to be foundational Greeks. I don't hear Asian people. I don't even see Asian and Koreans and Japanese and Chinese warring with each other. I don't see them having social media pages pointing out the differences between Koreans and Japanese or Chinese. I don't see it. I don't see them mocking each other. I don't see Latin folk going back, oh, we were Aztecs of this tribe, the Mayans of this tribe, and we're foundational Mexicans. Or, no, we're foundational Aztecs. No. I don't see them doing that. We are the only stupid generation of stupid nations on top of nations that do not want to accept who we are. There is a reason why Tariq Nasheed has been brought up faster than any other stupid psyop that's been slipped into the black community. He used to follow me when I had my Twitter account, 2LarryJohnson7. We used to follow each other because I didn't know who he was. But all his tweets were white supremacy this, Ogun, Oshun, Dororishas, white supremacy, white people this, white people that, white people this, white people that. Hey, we need to do our own thing. We're black Americans. No, we're foundational black Americans. We don't care about Africans. We're not African Americans. Don't call us African Americans, we're black Americans. No, we're foundational black Americans. We're African descendants of slaves. Going through all of this. Then when I started talking about Prinsar Freemasonry and I started talking about the Uncle Toms of Prinsar Freemasonry, he blocked me, then unfollowed me so I wouldn't follow him. So his tweets never came on my timeline. So then I knew I struck a nerve. Because I don't subscribe to all that little race baiting crap. That's when he tried to be a movie producer, or I don't know what he tried to break into Hollywood, couldn't break into Hollywood. So he came out with this film talking about buck breaking when it talked about the white slave masters raping the black men. And we heard and read all of this before in the Willie Lynch papers. We know this will happen. We know this by history. We don't need to keep rehashing on that. But he rehashes on it because it's brainwashing you black folk to always remember you were slaves. You will always remember that you are under somebody else's feet or heel. That's his point. Then he comes up, oh, this will be foundational. First of all, you should never trust any black man whose head's bigger than his shoulders. Man has no shoulders. Man can't even give you a hump. He can't even give you a shrug. And y'all follow him on Twitter, feeding off everything he says. Look like man ain't never been to a battle. Ain't never been into a fight. Never been into a war. Not even a spiritual war. And y'all follow him. Oh, okay, Tariq. Yeah, we're foundational black Americans. Here's our flag. He's doing the same thing Marcus Garvey did when Marcus Garvey was chasing after being a Prince of Freemason. The Rastafarian movement came from Marcus Garvey and some Ethiopian emperor named Rastafari. I can't even pronounce it, but it had Rastafarian in it. That's where that came from. Then that movement went into Bob Marley, which I just exposed that Bob Marley was a prince of Freemasonry, doing all the hidden hand and the eye of Horus, all of that. Y'all haven't figured out yet. Every doctrine, every social justice movement that been at the hands of black folk, you have not succeeded ever. The Black Panthers didn't succeed. The Civil Rights Movement didn't succeed. None of it succeeded. No matter what you did, Pan-Africanism, don't matter what it is, it has not succeeded because you don't know who you are. The only people who know who they are completely at rest. And it's a beautiful thing. The other nations are coming back to these scriptures, and they're not coming back trying to be something they're not. They're trying to learn how to please the Most High. But we, so damn stupid, we want to know what it's like to be Horus, Isis, Set, and people who don't even exist. But their backstories about being raped. And I'm talking about Horus and Set. Their backstory about being raped. Adam, which is A-T-U-M, who is the creator god of the Egyptians, masturbated in his own mouth and spit out two beings. That's what they believe. But I'm Isis, I'm Nefertiti and Set and Teferu. You wonder why these people laugh at us? You wonder why you stay conquered? Because it's the doctrines that you believe in. And it's vanity pushing that. Because you don't know who you are. See, when the Most High is so simplistic, so conservative, yeah, it doesn't look glamorous. Yeah, Deborah, in scripture, it doesn't look glamorous. Ruth, it doesn't look glamorous. Esther, it doesn't look glamorous. Whoredom is more exciting. So who's pushing whoredom? All those Orishas, those Yoruba, the Yoruba pantheon. Then it transformed into Dionysus, Athena, Aphrodite. And really, I don't even see white women be like, I am Aphrodite. Let me get this twerking on. All these little fertility rituals, it went into Greek and Roman era. I don't see white folk even picking that back up. But if you see this world and you see the distractions of this world, you should know these nations are weakening themselves. So when these nations are weakening themselves, they have to keep you preoccupied with foolishness. China is weakening their economy. Sri Lanka, India, all these different nations, Canada, are weakening themselves so they can get ready to transfer their power unto the beast. And that's really the World Economic Forum, who the synagogue of Satan, so they give you the money, is through money, is to give everybody the power. Oh, please fix us. They're purposely damaging, they're weakening themselves so they can get the people up riled. They counted on this. They want the people in the streets fighting. They want a civil war. They want everybody to believe that they're winning by protesting, going to war in the streets. So when they get ready to introduce you to another Hegelian dialectic solution, people will run to it. Oh, this seems like the better way. And that's running right into the Antichrist. You want a better way? Hey, take this shot. Take this implant. And people keep asking me, well, is the vaccine the mark? No, fam, it doesn't work that way. The mark is going to be is what the ending product of the vaccines. If you keep doing shots and they tell you to do shots, like Albert Bourla came out and said, oh, after four doses of his own damn medicine, he's saying he got COVID. So they saying is, oh, you got to keep injecting. And be like, well, you don't want to have to keep injecting. Just put this chip in you and it'll re-engineer your bloodstream to always fight the virus. And people are going to be so scared, downtrodden, and don't know what to do, don't know who to look for or look to, and they don't believe in the Most High. And most people are almost borderline atheists at this point. They're going to take this specific mark. It'll have your money in it. It'll have your vaccines in it. It'll have your passport in it. It'll have your digital ID in it. And that is why the whole point of that little stupid stunt they pulled with that Mercedes on Slauson La Brea flying 90 miles per hour in a fiery crash that damn near killed six people. But y'all saw this one particular black female on a curb with no marks on her. But y'all believe that. And I told people through the numeric system of gematria, Slauson and La Brea both hold 333 reverse satanic. If you add both of these streets up together, it's 666. Do you know they already have Amazon or Tesla cars that can self-drive themselves? What makes you think that they couldn't take a Mercedes-Benz, remote control it, and ram it into a traffic? What makes you think they can't do that? All they got to do is ram that car and go into a fiery heap, have this girl sit all and crying on the side of the road as if she got out the car. If you look at the pictures, that's online about her, she was sitting outside on a curb as if nothing happened. That girl torched that whole car. You're going to tell me somebody went 90 miles per hour flying into a fiery crash that didn't have no burns on her face, that had nothing but sat on the curb with nobody helping her? Like I said, y'all believe and eat those narratives up because that's what they do to y'all. They get you to believe every little thing. Y'all saw a black woman. Oh, let me go on top of that. What else stupidness that's happened? Armed man is killed after trying to breach the FBI Cincinnati's office. Now they're trying to say, oh, everybody's trying to attack federal agents. Y'all don't even know who federal agents are. Y'all wouldn't even know what the FBI look like if they didn't have the little jackets on. But let's go through this. The man who did the shooting, supposedly, name is Ricky Schiffer. He's 42 years old. He was a man with an AR-15 style assault rifle, but fired a nail gun. Fam, how are you going to have an AR-15 rifle, but fire a nail gun? Let's continue. Cincinnati in Gematria is 96. Freemason in Gematria is 96. This happened in Clinton County. CC is 33. Clinton County, as in Bill Clinton, as in Hillary Clinton. And Bill Clinton was the what? 42nd president of the United States. How old was Ricky Schiffer? 42. Let's keep going. This incident happened on August 11th. August 11th was the 223rd day of the year. If you reverse that, it's 322 Skull and Bones. FBI in Cincinnati pushes for more cybercrime reports after 133 million taken from Ohioans 1 year. Federal Bureau of Investigation in Gematria is 133 reduced. Let's go to the so-called Donald Trump foolishness. Now, mind you, Bill Clinton supposedly lost these nuclear codes before. So all of a sudden, everybody's in an uproar when Donald Trump did it. And like I said before, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, but I know crap when I see it. I know the truth behind all of this. But people believe what Donald Trump is doing is the worst thing or the worst damaging person to our democracy. But Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton has done the exact same thing that Donald Trump has done. The reason why you don't get mad at Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton is because Donald Trump is being pushed as a racist, a white supremacist. And because liberal media wants you to hate Republicans, hating Republicans is not really hating a people, it's hating an ideology. If Republicans are conservative, which in scripture really is conservative, the Most High is conservative, it's getting you to hate simplicity. It's getting you to hate being conservative. So they get you to war against this right-left paradigm. Because if you accept liberal-minded people, if you accept it, that means you have to accept pedophilia. You have to accept human and sex trafficking. You gotta accept satanic ritualistic abuse. As long as you accept that and hate conservatives because you think conservative stands for being racist, as long as you accept that, you're willing to go on and let black children, little tiny black children from all races, Hispanic children, white children, you accept them being sex trafficked, killed, murdered, abused, ritualistic abused, tortured, and killed because it doesn't have a KKK face on it. You okay with that? That's why some of our parents are so stupid or keep voting Democrat, because they think Republicans are being framed for something they really aren't. As long as liberal media keeps saying and bringing up Donald Trump and keep bringing up KKK, keep bringing up white supremacy, as long as they keep doing that, these old Negro spirituals, which are our parents, are going to always think they're in 1965. They don't know no better. Y'all better start waking up your parents. Their time is short. Not short, but very short. So Donald Trump had a box of documents taken from him. The box of documents was 15 boxes. In Gematria, 15 is the same as a hoax. War reduced is 15. The man, the so-called ex-Muslim who wrote the satanic scriptures or the satanic verses is the same guy that Jack Dorsey talked about. He was reading the satanic verses and eating spaghetti or pasta or whatever, that he tweeted that. That is from this guy's book, Salman Rushdie. He was supposedly stabbed 10 to 15 times. Salman, his last name, is reduced to 15 in Gematria. Then he got poked in the eye. So they give you a little bit of that one eye, a Masonic occult symbolism, that Horus, that pirate skull and bones. A British Indian writer is fake stabbed 33 years after he received a death sentence and exactly 3 weeks, 3 days, 33 before the next British Prime Minister is announced September 5th. The leading candidate is also British and Indian. The nuclear weapon issue is a hoax, Trump said, of the nuclear codes that supposedly have been at Mar-a-Lago. Like I said, people believe this stupidness. Even conspiracy theories on Reddit are going after every little tiny little thing. Oh, this guy signed the FBI warrant, and this guy who signed it is friends of, you know, he went to work for Jeffrey Epstein. They are all friends, y'all. They are all friends. If I was a friend trying to get out of a jam, I'm going to have my friends look like they're betraying me and to get me off. So, of course, they're going to have their friends sign the documents. Y'all don't know how vast and large these secret societies are. Y'all really don't. You can't find not one righteous person on that TV screen. There isn't none. There's not one righteous person. And you can't sit here and be okay with it in your spirit and say, well, I come back to the Most High and these people look like they worship Jesus or worship God, so they a little bit okay. No, they all faking. They all lying. They all know exactly what they're doing to you. There is no righteousness. There is nobody really following these scriptures. There's no one really following this Torah that you are ever going to see on TV. I don't care if they come out of nowhere and be saying, oh, I turned myself over to the Most High. It's a lie. Because nobody that's took an oath to the devil has ever going to have the opportunity to come out and say, I'm with the Most High. Not one. Not Kanye. Not anybody. If you look at that little Donda West of that date, the Star of David with the cross in the middle of it, that's a Masonic thing. If you look up the founder of the Rastafarian movement, the Ethiopian emperor, he has that very same star and cross on his chest doing the downward or the inverted pyramid. Now, before I get into this, the second of Baruch, I came across something. I've always had my doubts, or I've always had evidence that I thought my father was involved with Prince Hall Freemasonry. I knew he was an iota. I always asked him about why he got those two eyes branded on him, and I knew what the iota. So I know it's a Greek thing, but I thought it stopped there. My education on the matter has kind of stopped at iota. But I was trying to show my daughter, how to be a successful athlete, and she doesn't really know my story. Like she knows that I played football for Penn State and Kansas City. But she really doesn't know, like, the meat and the potatoes of how I was raised and how I was in the limelight at a young age. So I showed her the 2002 College Football Awards. And my father was asked, during an interview after I won the Dope Walk Award, my father was doing a B-roll interview. He's doing this interview talking to this woman. And I just happened to look down, and he has his hands in an inverted pyramid. The same way Donald Trump has his hands in an inverted pyramid, The same way Merkel from Germany had her hands in the downward pyramid, I saw my father make an inverted pyramid. When I saw that, I literally just, I was just kind of frozen at that point. I was frozen. Because I never knew he did that interview at that time. Frozen. Then I kind of struggled. Like, what should I do? What should I say? Should I put it on blast? Should I expose like I expose everybody else? Because I don't want to be looked as a hypocrite. Like, oh, and then somebody found like, oh, your father was in it and you didn't say, like, oh, you were like, people would think like I would be a plant. I don't want people to believe that I was a plant. And I'm thrown into this community of truth seekers being managed and finding out my father's part of the stuff that I'm exposing. So I tried to talk about it without, how can I say it, without making it seem like I'm being disrespectful to my father. I'm not, it's not that. But this is what I do. And I'm trying to set an example and tell you this is what this is. I told you, some of you, especially black folk, some of you have fraternity members in your household. And behind that doctrine, it's the cult of Baal, blood sacrificing and sexual worship. Now, they get to decide which ritual they are going to adhere to. And I'm telling you, when I grew up, and I look back now to my life, I grew up, they ritualized me. I know they did. There's a couple of things that stuck out in my mind that I knew I didn't get this from watching TV at a very young age. Let's start for one. Let me embarrass myself for a bit. I went to James Craig Elementary School in Waldorf, Maryland. I want to say it was in the 80s. So I want to say like maybe 4 or 5. My mom's nickname for me was Poop. I don't know why my nickname was shit, but that's what it was. It was Poop. She had made a shirt, a white shirt with colorful velour letters that spelled out poop. She sent me to school picture day with this sweatshirt on that said poop. I bet if somebody found that book of the 80s of James Craig Elementary, you could see me biting my teeth, biting my top lip out of sheer anxiety and shyness when I took this picture with poop written on my chest. Then it was Halloween. I remember this. I took a picture of Halloween. My mother wanted to see what I looked like as a girl. So one Halloween, she went and gotten a wig, put a ponytail wig on my head, took a picture where I had like red circles on both eyes, wearing like a lumberjack shirt. And she sent me out Halloween looking like a girl. Mind you, rituals, y'all. I'm not thinking like nothing of it, but the more I think about it, rituals. Then I had this weird sexual thing with me where around my friends that were girl at young age, I had a thing about wanting to pull their pants down and lay on their butt. I have no idea where I got that from. I have no idea. It wasn't I was watching HBO skin like HBO late night. Fam, I was in the bed at what, 7 or 6 years old. But this is when I was doing it. Don't know why I did it. Don't know what came over me to make me do this. It don't just come out of nowhere. It's either something that happened with me earlier and I blocked it out, where I was ritualistic abused, being around these, whatever they introduced me to. But that's what would happen. I don't know where I got it from, but that's what I was doing. And that demon, that lust demon, followed me all the way into my 30s. All the way into my late 30s, really. So I think back on a lot of this. And the way I go so hard is because maybe I'm trying to unlock something in my psyche or something in my past that I'm wrestling with, but I don't know what it is. And I think I just found what it is. And I struggle with trying to handle it because I want to go to war. My thing is, if I expose everybody else, I'm going to expose everybody. Everybody. But I do not want to overstep where the Most High comes down on me. Because I read scriptures what Abraham went through with his father. When Abraham, in the book of Jasher, if you read the book of Jasher, where before Abraham was Abraham, he was Avram, A-V-R-A-M. He struggled with his father worshiping idols because his father worked for Nimrod. Nimrod tried to kill Abraham because he had got a vision in his dream or a star that Abraham would overthrow him. So Terah, which is Abraham's father, hid Abraham. But Abraham grew up with Shem and Noah. So he grew up learning the ways of the Most High. And even though Abram was a little ignorant, he thought the Most High was the sun. So he started worshiping the sun. So when it was nighttime, he said, oh, the Most High clearly made the moon and the stars. He started worshiping the moon and the stars. This is where the Abrahamic religions come from, because then civilizations plagiarized and manipulated Abraham's ignorance of worshiping the sun, worshiping solar deities. So what Satan did was to make all his deities, these resurrection idols, equating to the sun. That's what the Egyptians, the Ra, sun god, or the planets, the moon, they made religions out of this. Out of the sun and the moon and stars, they made religions out of this. But then the Most High was with Abraham and coached him along to know exactly who the Most High was. That the sun, the stars, and the moon were all servants of the Most High. So he learned to come out of idolizing that. So when he go into his father's house, he saw the idols. He asked them, so who is the creator of all, for me and you, who is the creator? Who created all of this? And Terah told him, oh, they're in this house. All these idols did. And what Abraham did was knock these idols down one by one. And his father tried to fight him. Like, why'd you do this? Now we're going to be destroyed because you destroyed my idols. And Abraham said, well, paraphrasing, he said, well, if they can't defend themselves, why do you worship them? If they can't breathe, they can't see, and they can't eat, what's the point of worshiping something that's blind, deaf, and dumb? They can't move. They can't defend themselves. And they can't defend you or keep you out of harm. And it took a while for Terah to see the light, and then he followed the ways of Abraham, which is following the ways of Yahuwah. So I read that and really try to be compassionate and also control what I say so I'm not disrespectful. But I look through my life and these things happen for a reason. I happen to be the end of the generational curse in my family. Coming back to the Most High. That's what I mean, that our parents are simpletons. They don't know no better. They look at doctrines as a way out. At a time, they didn't know who they are. At a time, they thought they were always going to be underneath somebody's heel. They didn't know the curses. They didn't know the blessings. So they signed themselves up to be like everybody else, to be like other nations, to worship their doctrines because they see things through the flesh. They don't see it through the spirit. And what that has done is corrupted the seeds to the third, to the fourth, and the fifth generation. Scripture speaks on this. So when I tell you I'm dead ass serious about y'all being close to people who are in fraternities, that are in Greeks, that are Prince Hall Freemasons or York Scottish Rite Freemasons, you better start watching your back. Because I'm telling you, they came after me 3 to 4 times trying to set me up. And they try to make me look crazy for pointing this out. So I'm telling you, it's not going to be a legit, they come knock on your door and try to drag you out of the house. It'd be something that you and your own personality or something that's in your vices that they know that you're going to be a victim to, they'll use that. So for me, like I said before in this on this show before, for me, it's going out, drinking, and being in the club. So what they tried to do is lure me into a position where I'm either drinking or I'm somewhere in a nightclub. They try to lure me out of Yahuwah's safety, out of his hedge, in places I shouldn't be at. Especially like when the Super Bowl was down here and the NFLPA had parties and all that, they invited me to these parties. So people who wanted to see my downfall They all worked against me. Tried, hey, we're going to pick you up to go take you to NFLPA, meeting, to the party. And because I've heard them speak and how they talk, I hear codes in their language. I can hear 33, I can hear sixes. And once I've heard that and them trying to describe to me where they want me to be, that's when I'll be like, all right, I ain't going. Or I just block the number. I'm telling you, the friends you're around, your cousins, anybody who's connected to whatever low level of Freemasonry that is in their doctrine or that is in their belief system, if you do not separate yourself and you if you have not built a hedge up with the Most High, you will fall because they're going to use what you like to do in your off time against you. That's why it's perfect for you to be by your damn selves. And stop complaining about it's lonely. Stop going to look for groups to be a part of. Because not everybody is doing the same thing. That's why I stay away from these camps. Not everybody's doing the same thing. Not everybody's believing in the same thing. If they are not trying to actively go into the calendar of Enoch, and they keep doing these Friday and Saturday Sabbaths, and they cannot tell you why they do Saturday, Friday and Saturday, and they can't tell you where in Scripture is the Gregorian calendar, that is why you don't need to be in these groups. You don't need to be in these camps. I'm so sick of these Israelites camps. Think it's a trophy when they put white people underneath their heel when they do these little street preachings. That does nothing for the kingdom. The Most High did not say that he would give us power to make white folk go under our heel. It doesn't say that. It don't even say white folk in Scripture. It says Gentiles, strangers, and that's every other nation that's not Israelite. But again, it's easy to do that for people who want to learn the truth and want to come into this light. It's easy to take advantage of them and say, hey, this is where you got to be. You got to be underneath us. It's easy to do that. But your coward asses can't do nothing when it comes to the synagogue of Satan. Because you got to go to work. Because you got to be around certain people. You trying to get this money. So, of course, you know how to keep your mouth shut when it comes to the synagogue of Satan. But you want to take advantage of people who are really trying to come into this truth and think that's what the Most High wants us to do, is to specifically put white folk under our heel. Y'all better start with our own first. Second Baruch, chapter 83. For the Most High will surely hasten his times, and he will assuredly bring on his hours, and he will surely judge those who are in this or in his world, and will visit in truth all things by means of all their hidden works. And he will surely examine the secret thoughts and that which is laid up in the secret chambers of all the members of man, and will make them manifest in the presence of all with reproof. So all of this is coming out, even though Hillary Clinton's emails came out. It was supposed to come out. They know it's supposed to come out. If it came out to where it looked like we win for demanding it to come out, the spell would be broken. The spell would be lost. So, of course, the things that they tell you that's going to eventually come out with human trafficking and sex trafficking, they have to phrase it as if there's actual whistleblowers. There is no such thing as whistleblowers. Because y'all know, if you go through the United States government history, they're known to assassinate people who don't toe the line, who don't do what they say. So you actually believe they're going to let some whistleblowers free? Some whistleblowers come say what they want? There were some whistleblowers at that Las Vegas mass shooting by Stephen Paddock. There was some whistleblowers to that said it was more than one shooter. All couple of those people who came out and said it was more than one shooter, they are dead now. So don't tell me that, oh, it's whistleblowing. There's some whistleblowers out there just letting everything out. No, it ain't. They sliding it out. It's supposed to let everything reveal itself. We supposed to know. That's why, like, for me, personally, That is why it's been a blessing, but it's also been a curse to find out what my father's really been into. It's a shame, but I understand it now. It is a shame. Now I understand these generational curses. Now I understand why our people were always in captivity. Let none thereof, therefore, of these present things ascend into your hearts. But above all, let us be expectant, because that which is promised to us shall come. Just as captivity came for us time and time again, so will these blessings when we turn our lives over to righteousness. We build our heads up. We seek the Most High. That is where we are expecting the fruits of our labor to return unto us. And let us not now look unto the delights of the other nations in the present, but let us remember what has been promised to us in the end. For the ends of the times and of the seasons and whatsoever is with them shall assuredly pass by together. It's all going to be gone. It's all going to come to an end. The consummation, moreover, of the age shall then show the great might of its ruler when all things come to judgment. Do you therefore prepare your hearts for that which is before ye believe, lest ye come to be in bondage in both worlds, so that ye be led away captive here and be tormented there. So what he's saying is, come out of this world, come out of this calendar, come out of its doctrines, so you won't be a slave to the new world order and then be enslaved in Sheol. For all healthiness of this time are turning into diseases. Look what we're doing. Look where we are right now. It's about 5,000 different diseases in a short period of time. They're just coughing up diseases. Monkeypox, flu outbreaks, bird flu, West Nile, pig flu, swine flu. Somebody sleeping with my man flu. It's all coming out. This world is sick. They've been telling us in scripture thousands of years ago, this is where we would be. And all might of this time is turning into weakness. And all the force of this time is turning into impotence. So what they're saying is that these nations are acting like they're strong. Big and Brody, North Korea, always talking about they launching torpedoes. Like North Korea and Kim Jong-un, they are the people who you see come to the basketball court, come to LA Fitness. I'm talking about carrying in their newest Nike Air Huaraches, got the goggles on, the headbands, the Allen Iverson sleeve on, and don't never get in the game. That's what North Korea is. Always shooting. As soon as we do a pickup game, you see them on the other court practicing their three-pointers. And we were, hey, you ready to come run with us? No, I'm good over here practicing. That's all they doing, shooting missiles in the water. Oh, let me shoot this missile over Taiwan. Let me shoot this missile on this water and get everybody all choked up and scared. These people ain't got that power. They're not that strong. Even Russia had trouble with their army. Even Ukraine got trouble with their army. If you look at what America doing in training, they're practicing tasers up each other's butts. Fam, look it up. Look it up. They willing to accept transvestites in the military. Fam, man, woman, or whatever, you better know how to keep a bullet out your ass. But it's weakening themselves. Only righteousness is strong. That is why you see transvestites, how you see the LGBT community. That's why you see wickedness will never rest. They are always running their mouths. And then you see the wicked nations of black and whites, and you see them dwindling and weakening themselves by being whores, by being weak, by being effeminate, by women wearing dresses. That is weakening themselves. That is the two-thirds, what we call them, weakening themselves. Oh, you know what the nation is. Once you see black folk getting into the foolishness of other nations, that's when you know that nation has been weakening itself from the top to the bottom. We at the bottom in this land. This land is still our captivity. We are at the bottom of this land. So whatever is filtering from the top has to weaken itself from the top to even reach us at the bottom level. And every energy of youth is turning into old age and consummation. And every beauty of gracefulness of this time is turning faded and hateful. And every proud dominion of the present is turning into humiliation and shame. And every praise of the glory of this time is turning into shame of silence. And every vain splendor and insolence of this time is turning into voiceless ruin. And every delight and joy of this time is turning to worms and corruption. And every clamor of the pride of this time is turning into dust and stillness. And every possession of riches of this time is being turned into the grave alone. And all the rampant of passion of this time is turning into involuntary death. I just saw a video of brothers fighting the street. I don't know what time it is. Fighting the street. A car comes out of nowhere, literally wipes them out and keeps going. I've seen women, especially black women, getting in trouble at Target, at Walmart, at grocery stores, at mini marts, stealing. With their children's next to them, stealing. That's what raping is. The passion to steal. And every artifice and craftiness of this time is turning into a proof of the truth. So when you see the lie out in front of you, when you see lies falling, when you see them can't, like the Anne Hesh murder, I'm going to say murder because obviously this woman wasn't in no coma. She was fighting to get out of that bag. So then things like this, and we can point our fingers to it and expose it before it even gets to be a ritual, before it gets for the spell even gets to full maturity. Once we expose it, that's what that means. It's the proof is coming out. The truth is coming out. They can't hide the truth. So what they do is, all right, since we can't really damage their awakening, since we can't halt their spiritual awakening, what we need to do is crank up the volume on wickedness. So what you'll see is a lot of foolishness on TV. You'll see it in movies. You see it on the street. And you're seeing people act as NPCs going to war with each other over stupid beliefs, over ignorant doctrines. And that's what you're seeing right now. And every sweetness of the indulgence, I don't know what that is, of this time is turning into judgment and condemnation. And every love of lying is turning to contumely through the truth. Since therefore, all these things are done now, does anyone think that they will not be avenged? But the consummation of all things will come to the truth. It has to. This world is fake. This world is a lie. If you watch Free Guy, watch that movie and watch it with a clear head, with a spiritual head. Watch it. They're talking about you. They're calling you NPCs. They're calling you background noise. They call you white noise. They're calling you static. You people who just wake up, go into this world and have no idea that there's a war going on. So you get used as a ritual because you're worshiping this matrix. You're worshiping this system. And really, that's what it was all about. When you remember at the end of the Matrix movie, the very first one, when Keanu Reeves all of a sudden knew that he could conquer death, and he started looking around and he saw in this matrix that nothing could help kill him, that he couldn't die in this matrix. Once he figured that out, he started seeing the code. That's what I see. I see the codes. I see the symbolism. I see the doctrines. So when Smith came running up to him and started throwing punches, and he was like nonchalantly knocking him out the way and blah, 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 that's because I see him coming. That's how you should see it. You should see all things. You should investigate all things. Knowledge is free right now. It's cheap. So many people keep whining on the comment section about not understanding gematria. Fam, I didn't understand it first either, but I know enough about it now to see it for what it is. I don't necessarily need to go back to the total eclipses and this person's business efforts during this random ass date. I don't do that. I know 33, I know 6s, I know 9/11, I know 16, I know different numbers that they keep repeating that you can see that things are being managed. You can see it being manipulated. And the best way I can describe, or the best way that I can tell you what gematria is basically sports. You guys watch football. You watch soccer. You watch basketball. Now, a field goal in football is 3 points. You know a soccer field goal is 1 point. You know, in basketball, a field goal is 2 points. Mind you, they both add up to a number. They both add up to a score, to a stat. It's the same thing in gematria. If A is 1 in English ordinal, which is one specific game, then reverse it, A could be 23. It's the same damn thing, y'all. It's not that difficult to learn gematria. It really isn't. If you look at the key, they tell you this is what we're using in this specific key. And then you add whatever the narrative that they want you to believe, take it through the gematrinator. Then you would see, oh, I see 33. Oh, I see 66. Oh, I see 6. Oh, I see 3s. I see 11s. It's the same numbers they keep using. The more you see it, the more you take their narrative, the more you feel, all right, I don't need to emotionally invest myself in this narrative because I can tell it's fake. That's all I do. It's nothing that they tell you. It's like the Truman Show. When the very first part of the Truman Show, the guy says, nothing is fake. It's just managed. It's to say, tell you exactly what they're doing to you. But you guys see it as entertainment. You see it like, oh, it'll never happen in real life. And then we're finding out it's happening in real life. See, Hollywood is scripture for people who don't want to read, open up the Bible. The only reason why I do so much Hollywood and gematria and all that, because people do not understand scripture. And you got to have the spirit built up for you to understand it. Just like you can't look at gematria on one post and be like, oh, I understand it. You have to look at it after a while. You actually have to get into it. It's the same thing with scripture. People do not want to get into scripture because scripture will clean you out. It would expose your insecurities of sin. It'll expose you to the truth and to who you are. And people right now do not want to know who they really are. So what they do is try to point fingers at Satanists and other music artists and politicians and Hollywood. It's easy to point your finger at them so you don't ever have to change because they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is lowering the frequency of this nation or lowering the frequency or wherever you at. That's the point of them. They're doing their job. So it's easy to say, I don't have to change because Travis Scott out here killing people and doing satanic symbolism. It's easy to do that. But that ain't going to save you. Knowing gematria not going to save you. Knowing these Masonic symbolism not going to save you. Scripture and the Torah is going to save you. It's just an added perk that you can understand symbolism and gematria because then you can really figure out what's going to happen next. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know when the Most High is coming back. We don't know when Yahushua is going to come out those clouds. We don't. It, like he says, it'd be like a thief in the night. But while we waiting for the thief in the night, I'd rather look at what the world is doing and know when to maneuver. Know when I got to stay still. Know when I got to move. Know when I got to duck. Know when it's coming at me. Just like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix. At this point, I'm like John Wick. Like, I know what certain celebrities can and can't do. I know this. I could go on a tirade and talk about I want to fight this celebrity, this celebrity, this celebrity, this celebrity. They will never mention my name. I could go on a month straight and point out celebrities that I want to physically fist fight in the street. They will never answer me. It's not because they think they're better than me. It's because spiritual rules would tell them they would never be able to beat me because of spirituality, because I follow the Torah. That's why these celebrities get into this, oh, these haters hating on me, like Beyonce. Y'all corny with the Illuminati mess. Like, they hear us. They get offended when we talk. They got their ear to the street to see what we say about them. Their insecurities level is high too. Because their whole image is about, what are they thinking about me? What are they saying about me? So I know to defend myself through song. That's why I always thought rap beefs were corny. I hate this guy, but I won't fight him. Let me go into the booth and spit over an instrumental about how much I don't like this guy, when I can easily call him up. That's why I don't know why some of you entertain yourselves with these social media beefs. The first thing they do is go to Twitter or go to online, Instagram Live, and say, this person did this, as if they don't have the numbers to these celebrities. But yo, fam, we need to come, let's shoot the five. Let's pick a backyard, let's shoot the five real quick and get these things out. Nobody has to know. They never do that. They get y'all to want to entertain them acting like they tough. They're not tough. The same hardcore rappers and hardcore male actors that y'all see in these movies are being bent over by the you-know-whos, and they're getting on their knees to suck the you-know-whos for their bread on their table, for the clothes on their back, for the roof over their table. Fam, I don't have to do all that. Only time I get on my knees is to thank the Most High for providing me with food on my table, clothes on my back, a roof over my head. I'd rather do that than to do the stuff that they would have to do. I'm telling you, I ain't got the throat, knees, or butt for it. But this is The Smoke, part 2. But we really have to think on this and see where this world is going. I know a lot of you get upset because you want the Most High to come in real quick. But all things happen in the season. We have to let the tear grow up to be the tear. But what you should be doing, you should be coming full-grown wheat. You should be preparing yourself to be out an outstanding product to go into the barn. To not get that sickle. To not get cleaned or gleaned out of the fields, out of this nation, out of the earth. For wickedness, for sins, for slipping. Because as I'm watching Reddit videos and watching how people interact with each other, fam, this is not the time to reap what you sow. If you're reaping wickedness, it's coming. Like I said, these times are coming. Enoch said, the days of sinners will be fast. Ezra and Baruch, Most High said, the days will be shortened. Yahusha and Matthew said, the days will be shortened. If the days wouldn't shorten, it would be no flesh survived. That's how cancerous these doctrines out here are. That means all of us would be eventually wiped out if we let the New World Order have their way. We would have been broken into, everybody has their breaking point. And we would have been broken into our breaking point where no flesh would survive if the Most High didn't shorten up this reign. Be thankful he's shortening it up. If you can reach your parents, try to reach your parents. They don't have much time either. That narrow path to paradise is slim. Slim. Don't nobody want to get to paradise and look around and you got half your family members. And you don't even have the good half. I'm not saying like the good half. I'm talking about the half you grew up with. The half that you've been around all your life. Nobody wants that to happen. It's time for y'all to start really ministering to your family members and knowing when to separate yourselves from doctrines of family members who are falling under these spells. It's not going to lead you anywhere because I'm telling you, their whole thing is like, hey, come to a nightclub, come to the bar, come to do something wicked with me. Just come hang out with me. And I'm telling you, it can get shot up. It can get blown up. It can get, something could happen, man. You do not want it to be at your front door. And you really got to find a way to get on your knees at a slightest moment to seek repentance. I don't want that for you. Because trust me, it almost happened to me. And I'm telling you this straight up. It almost happened to me numerous of times. It is only literally by the hair of my chinny chin chin that I ever went and fell on my knees and had time to fall on my knees to ask the Most High to save me, to ask him, what should I do? That my Heavenly Father is who I go to for protection, for salvation, for blessings, for the way. I'll see y'all.